we receive more wisdom from the Sermon on the Mount. Here Jesus talks about the difference between earthly treasure and heavenly treasure. Very clear that he's talking about two different things, and he even points out the distinction between the two. Earthly treasure is what doesn't last. Heavenly treasure is what does last. Earthly treasure is vulnerable to decay and destruction and being stolen, and heavenly treasure is not subject to any of these factors. So that's clear enough. Now, when we reflect on the difference between earthly treasure and heavenly treasure, we can take a few further steps in the modern context, because Jesus is obviously talking about very physical things that can be destroyed or can rust away or can be stolen. In modern times, a lot of people's treasures are not that tangible. People have, say, for example, stocks, or they have some kind of investment. And what is it? You can't put your hand on it. Its value is even a little bit hard to determine. It seems to change from day to day. But the principle is still the same. Earthly treasures don't remain valuable forever. Now, one of the phenomena which I have not quite figured out is the cryptocurrency. This is, I guess you would call it virtual money, and it can be very, very valuable, or it can lose its value very radically. So you might have a crypto coin or whatever they call them worth 100 pesos. The next day it might be worth 1,000 pesos. And the next day, 1 peso. So I'm not sure how that works, but this is modern times. Value is no longer based on a certain amount of precious metal. Now it's usually based on the value of the dollar. And how much is the dollar? Well, it depends on how much people want for it, how much people will spend for it. So it's all very, very fluid. But anyway, we understand earthly treasure, and one of the treasures people recognize is property. You own land, you own a building, okay, that's a solid investment. Precious metals, collectibles, they want, the shoes that some basketball star wore when he won the game, and that's worth a lot of money to somebody. But the principle is the same. Those things, as valuable as they might be today, could be of no value at all tomorrow. And if you're on your deathbed or you're facing a critical illness, those things don't mean anything to you anymore. I've told this story before, but it comes back to my mind. I remember these famous athletes, very rich men. They got caught in a blizzard, a snowstorm, and they couldn't get anywhere, and it was cold, and they were stuck, and there was, they were in danger of losing their lives. So in order to build the fire, they burned their money, currency, cash, burned a $20 bill to get the fire started. And you can see why they did that, because what's a $20 bill? What's a $100 bill if you're dying? So just an example of this difference between earthly treasure. Evaluating earthly treasure. Now, this does not mean that earthly things are of no value at all. Of course they're of value, they're good. God made them. God made things and made them good. But they are only of relative value. They are good, they're good in themselves as far as they go, but they're good for us insofar as they lead us to heaven, or they make us more loving. So we're not, and Jesus is not, against physical things. There have been some religions and some cults and some heresies that claim that physical realities are evil in themselves, and that the only good things are spiritual. That's not a Christian way of understanding things. Physical things are good. They're just not as good. They're relative goods. So then Jesus says, okay, don't store up all that stuff, because it's not going to last anyway, and even if it does last, we don't last. We won't. We might have a pile of gold. It's just as good 100 years from now as it is now. We won't be around. So don't be caught by that allure of earthly treasures. But then he says, store up treasures in heaven. He doesn't explain what they are, so we have to ponder this a little bit. What's a treasure in heaven? We are here between the Feast of Trinity Sunday and the Feast of Corpus Christi, so we have an advantage, we who follow the liturgical life, because what's the greater treasure than God himself? What's more valuable than God himself? There is no greater treasure, and that's what we celebrated last Sunday. God himself, God who is of immeasurable value, who was, you could say, a treasure even before anything else existed, before creation existed. There was already a treasure, this communion of divine love. So to have a relationship with God is worth more than anything that exists, any physical creature. Well, on Sunday, it's upcoming Sunday, we're going to celebrate Corpus Christi, which is a connection between heaven and earth. It's God in this sacramental form of bread and wine. It's Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity, made available to us here on earth. Jesus is in heaven and his glorified body is in heaven, but he's also here in the Blessed Sacrament. So there's a treasure we can't measure the value of. It's a heavenly treasure available to us on earth. Every once in a while you hear one of these scandals where somebody will steal a host or get a host from a papal mass or something like that and then put it up for sale on eBay or on some online social auction site. And the church always immediately steps in and says, wait a minute, first of all, that's illegal, but it's also immoral. It's a grave offense. And even if you don't believe that that's really the presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, even if you don't believe it, we believe it, and there's no measuring the value of one host. There's no measuring it, so that cannot be sold. It's a grave offense against God and against the church to try such things. But the point is, that's a heavenly treasure. There's no dollar value of the Eucharist. When sometimes thieves break into churches and they say steal a ciborium or a monstrance, they're looking at the gold. They don't realize that the golden vessel, the golden ciborium, or the golden chalice or monstrance, which might be worth thousands of dollars, that we don't care about that. Give us the host. Let us adore Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. But we don't care about that golden thing. Now, this shows us the relative value of that golden monstrance worth $20,000. That's just at the service of the Blessed Sacrament. So I'm reflecting on these things because the Feast of Corpus Christi is coming up, and we are going to celebrate this heavenly treasure which is made available to us, this bread from heaven which has come down on earth to us. This is what we treasure. That's not the only heavenly treasure. Anything that strengthens our connection with God is a heavenly treasure. The Word of God, what we're pondering right now, heavenly treasure. The sacraments, heavenly treasure. Love, heavenly treasure, because love is of God. Sacrifice out of love is a heavenly treasure. And any sacrifice we can make or we can offer is a heavenly treasure. Maybe nobody cares if you make a sacrifice, if you fast, or if you do some kind action for someone, maybe no one will notice, but it's of priceless value in heaven. St. Paul understands this, and so he, in today's first reading, turns upside down the whole question of what's valuable, or what's impressive, or what can we boast about. He does this very deliberately and even says he's talking like an insane person. This is so stupid to even think like this, to think that being a descendant of Abraham is worth more than belonging to God, or to think that being acclaimed as a great person is more valuable than sacrifice. So then he goes into this whole list of things that we would say are of no value at all. In fact, we don't even want them. Who wants to be lashed? Who wants to be stoned? Who wants to be shipwrecked? Those things are not valuable in an earthly sense. Quite the opposite. We would pay to prevent those things from happening. We pay a lot of money to keep from being stoned. But what Paul is doing is turning our whole sense of values completely upside down and saying, look at what I'm boasting about. I'm boasting about the opportunity to make a gift of myself to God, to make an offering of myself, to participate in what God does to save the world, which is the passion. He says, this is what you think is worthless, I think is something to boast about. So that's, I think, what both of these readings are doing, shaking up our sense of what's valuable to us. Sure, money's still valuable. Food and clothing and properties and investments are all still valuable in a relative sense. But if they get in the way of our relationship with God, not only are they not valuable, they're a death. What's the word? What's the opposite of an asset? A deficit? They're a disadvantage. A disadvantage rather than an advantage. That's how we measure things now. We measure things by our relationship with God, or by our ability to fulfill the commandment, love of God and love of neighbor. If this helps me love God, good. If it helps me love my neighbor, good. If it prevents my love of God, it's of no value. If it prevents my love of neighbor, it's of no value. It's a disadvantage. There's a financial term for that. Huh? Liability. Liability. Okay, we have spiritual liabilities, and we have to get rid of those. Okay, so that's enough to reflect on this. One more thought, just because I was at the parish yesterday, and in the parish, of course, I've started the novena in preparation for the Feast of Sacred Heart. Sacred Heart is 1 week from today, Solemnity of the Sacred Heart, which is, again, a heavenly treasure. You can't get anything more precious than the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And the novena started Wednesday. But it's just another reflection on the distinction between earthly treasure and heavenly treasure. We are called to rejoice in the treasures of heaven and to value them higher than anything and to share them. So that's what we're doing now as we prepare for Corpus Christi and for the Feast of the Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart. These are heavenly treasures beyond price, which we have been given and which we share with others.